This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm afternoon show, broadcast number 278 for Tuesday, February 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are up sharply on Tuesday, posting limit up gains in the nearby March contract. Canola up by $6 to the $30 daily limit, March up 30 at $830.70 per ton. The more active May contract, it's up $21 at $774.20 per ton. New crop months also posting large gains today, November up $17 at $607 per ton. Speculators on the long side of the market should be making great profits as prices rise, with those on the short side scrambling to exit those positions. Tight old crop supplies and the need to ration demand remained the major supportive factor in canola, with gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, due in part to weather concerns in South America, providing additional support. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans up 21 cents in the May contract at $14.08 per bushel. The slow pace of the Brazilian harvest accounted for some of the strength in beans, with more rain in the forecast likely to cause further delays. Estimates out of the country peg the soybean harvest at only about 15% complete, which would be the slowest start to the harvest in 10 years. Soy oil is posting some of the biggest gains of the soy complex, finding some spillover support from a move to contract highs in Malaysian palm oil. Corn futures, they are up in sympathy with beans, but lagging to the upside, only 2 cents higher in May at 552.5 per bushel. Farmers in Brazil typically seed a second corn crop after they harvest soybeans, but the harvest delays for beans means corn is also going in the ground later than normal. The latest estimates have corn seeding in Brazil at about 21% complete. That would be well off the 51% planted at this time last year. Wheat futures were mixed as wheat traders continued to try and get a better sense of the damage caused by recent cold weather in both the U.S. Plains and the Black Sea region. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the May contract at $6.48 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents in May at $6.47 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up a half cent in May at $6.70.25. Updated crop ratings showed the Kansas winter wheat crop at 40% good to excellent. That was down 3 points from the previous week, but still up from the 35% good to excellent rating at this time a year ago. The sharp strength in canola has led to ideas that canola may take some acres away from spring wheat in Canada and the northern U.S. this spring, and that did help underpin the Minneapolis futures to some extent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.